Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Surreal, Part 3. Cheshire Vinoy sat at the stoplight. It was the intersection of West D Street and Curtis Bridge Road. He was the only person at the light. Today had been a wonderful day. All of his worries was behind him. Today had been the first real day that he's had where he felt normal. He was at the light. It felt like it was taking forever. Like all decent folk, he was in the right lane because the left lane ended. And he didn't want to be thought of as somebody who would pass people who were in the just and correct lane, the right lane, like all decent human people are. All of a sudden, a cherry red Toyota Celica pulled up in the left lane. It revved its engine as its hellish music blared over the radio. It was probably AC/DC or something like that. The light stayed red. Traffic kept coming in from Curtis Bridge Road. People were no doubt going to Walmart or maybe Tractor Supply for their supplies. The Celica continued to rev its engine. Frustrated with the light, Cheshire looked over to see the person who was driving the Celica. It was his cousin Frankie, and he had murder in his eyes. The light turned green. Instinctively, Cheshire gunned the engine to get away from his evil dead cousin Frankie. But Frankie had already had his foot on the gas. Being two steps ahead of Cheshire, Frankie used all his strength to jam his steering wheel right. The cars collided, and this threw Cheshire off the road. Confused and helpless, he kept his foot on the gas. Cheshire's car struck an American-made pickup, parked in the handicapped spot at the Arby's parking lot, leaving not a scratch on the truck, which was American-made and nearly indestructible. Cheshire was thrown from his car through his windshield. He was propelled through the windshield and into the window of the Arby's. Cheshire struck the window. The window shattered and spider-webbed. This obstructed the new deer meat sandwich poster from view. It all went black. Cheshire awoke in a panic. It was 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. His pillow was wet from the night sweats. Cheshire was not sick when he went to bed, but it appears that he must now have some sort of fever. That dream was just too vivid to be anything but a fever dream. Cheshire asked his Amazon Alexa to play The Happy Daily by Brian Kilby, but he had no internet because his bill was past due. Restless, he decided to get up and make a bowl of cereal. There's something about cereal, he thought. Maybe that's where this all started. If I had to take my guess, that's probably what it would be. How could a little cereal make such a big mess as this? Cheshire's cousin Frankie's life was absorbed by the drugs, by the pills, by the needles, by the crack. All the drugs that you can think of. But every story's got to start somewhere, and there is a gateway drug. Cheshire felt some guilt for what had happened to his cousin Frankie. In seventh grade, one morning, Cheshire decided to play a prank on his cousin. As he ate his bowl of cornflakes that morning, an idea occurred to him that he found hilarious. Having a naive, childlike understanding of drugs, he decided to take some of them cornflakes and put them in a Ziploc bag and crush it up. He crushed it very fine. He was going to take this bag to school, and he was going to tell his cousin Frankie that it was marijuana. And that's exactly what he did. The next day, Frankie came back and he said to Cheshire, "Cheshire, that was some good stuff. That was just wonderful. It was the best experience of my life. I think my life has changed thanks to you." what Frankie didn't realize was that he was actually smoking cornflakes, and there was no real high associated with it. But it got the ball rolling. A couple days later, Frankie took his lunch money and he bought some pot. That's what the street name for marijuana is. And he smoked this one night on his back porch. There on his back porch that night, he had what he would describe as a religious experience. He was transported to another world. He met beings made of light who spoke through his mind and gave him the meaning of life. For years, he tried to recapture this. Once the marijuana didn't work anymore, he moved on to the cocaine and the crack and the meth and the pills and the ecstasy and the PCP and the angel dust. He'd take anything and everything just to get back to that otherworldly place that he visited in his mind. But he could never get there. And that ate away at Frankie. And he spent the rest of his life doing what he could. His body developed many addictions, and it was terrible. And while he never outright said so, Cheshire knew that Frankie blamed him for starting him on this journey. Just say no, Cheshire thought. Why couldn't you just say no? Cheshire ate his cereal that morning, and he hated himself. That's it for Serial Part 3 today. We're not doing the weather. The internet is down and I can't look it up. We'll see y'all next week with Serial Part 4, but I'll see you tomorrow with the next edition of the Happy Daily.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.